Okay, call the meeting to order. Don, take roll, please.
Representative Burkhardt.
Here.
Representative Larson.
Here.
Representative Schwartz.
Here.
Representative Summers.
Here.
Representative Walters.
Here.
Representative Wilson.
Here.
Senator Dockstetter.
Here.
Senator Driscoll.
Here.
Senator Hastert.
Here.
Senator Landon.
Here.
Co-Chairman Nicholas.
Here.
Chairman Burns.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. And I'd like to remind everybody to either turn their cell phones off or turn it to silent. And with that, we're here for one unique purpose, which is to reconsider and then approve the state capital construction bill. Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, having voted on the prevailing side, I would move reconsideration of 18 LSO 0424, working draft 0.5.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none. Do you need a roll call vote for that?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion passes. Don, you have any further discussion on the current bill?
Mr. Chairman, committee members have approached me with changes to 0.5, and you have before you committee formal draft 1.2. We've walked through that bill last night. That bill has been internally reviewed and proofed. It has not yet been fully proofed by the director, but that is not unusual for a committee bill. You often take action prior to the director's review. We found several minor issues, formatting and the like. I wanted to bring three to your attention. On page 27, this is the 2016 session law that we had to bring into this bill to remove the $13.5 million appropriation for the Wyoming medium security prison. It's a practice of LSO to bring in all of the footnotes. So when you see the original bill, we did not bring in the footnotes, and the proofers corrected us on that item. So you will see another page of additional language to bring in the footnotes from that 2016 session law. There's no substance involved in this. None of the footnotes were addressed with your action.
And so that's that Section 8 you're talking about?
Right. So on page 27, after line 10, there will be four footnotes that relate to the projects that appear immediately preceding that. So there'll be the footnote for the A&I state facilities in Casper.
That's not in the bill
now.
That
it's not in the bill now.
Okay.
You did not address them. They were adopted in 2016, but as a matter of practice, when we pull in a section, we have to pull in the entire section, not just.
Don, could you remind me of that when we present the bill? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the second item we would like to bring to your attention, no changes made on page 32. Subsection C, we have identified the addresses for the rail yard rentals, and I'll turn this over to Ms. Reveille.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we've identified these properties, and I'm just exercising a little bit more due diligence. It's still ongoing to make sure we've correctly identified those properties. So in the event those were not identified correctly, I would bring to you an amendment for somebody to bring to the first standing committee meeting.
This is the first time I've heard the term rail yard rentals. What's sure. The significance of that?
Mr. Chairman, Section 9 is the City of Casper Community Impact Assistance Appropriation. Section 9 appropriates the revenue that is received for these rail yard rentals, which is a block of property owned by the state, which there are tenants in.
Is that a local term for that neighborhood or something?
Mr. Chairman, that is the term that I believe is used on the contracting documents, the informally on the plot and the map.
Okay. I'd like to refer to my Casper legislators.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it's just language that the state's using to designate what this property is, so everyone's talking the same thing. rail yard rentals is a new term to me, but I know they've described the property as the rail yard property.
That's a local term.
Local term would be a good description of
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, there's a rail spur that runs all the way down through that property. And
well, so that makes it convenient to call it railway rentals.
Yeah. I think that's why the railway reference probably is because there's rail tracks there.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the last item we just wanted to bring to your attention appears on page 41 related to the University of Wyoming Athletic Facilities Challenge Account. There is a very similar program already incorporated into statute, and we pulled the language from that, but we did make some clarifying language based upon legal review. After the meeting, it doesn't substantively change this, but it makes it very clear that this program is not identical to the program in statute. For example, this requires a 2-for-1 matching component, and it also provides a little bit more expansive opportunities for contributions from any source, and it's also narrower in that it can only be used for swimming pool and War Memorial Stadium. So it's a little bit different, so we have carefully identified that this is not withstands the current program. Substantively, it's the same. We just want to clarify that this is not the same as, say, the East Side War Memorial program.
So this is, just for clarification, this is for the west side of Memorial Stadium. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, this is for the west side of the stadium as well as the Corbett Pool.
Oh, Corbett Pool, too. Thank you.
Which is not, I don't believe, is identified as Corbett Pool, but it's stated as that it's a pool structure.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Walters, you mentioned being able to use ticket sales for match. Can you explain to me how they're doing that, if they're going to use ticket sales for match and how they do it?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What we've identified is that they could use any source of dollars to match the money that the state is putting in, and I just use ticket sales as an example. If they chose to, I don't know what sources they would use. In the current statute, it says private donation only, and so this just allows the university a little more flexibility in how they generate revenue to match those state dollars, if that answers your question.
Do we prohibit them from matching with our own money then in this? Is there anything in here that stops them from just taking a chunk of money and getting 2-for-1 for if they're down to the end? Is there anything to stop that?
Mr. Chairman, I don't follow your question. Could you please describe better?
Mr.
Chairman.
What if they just use their block grant?
So they get near the end and they haven't got a match and they've got $8 million bucks left, so they whip out. Or $9 million left, they whip out $3 million out of their block grant, and we write them a check for six to match it.
I don't think the trustees are going to allow block grant monies to go to sports facilities.
Chairman, to answer that question, I suppose that is a possibility that they could do that, but in doing so, they would be reducing the amount of money they have to spend across the other programs within the campus.
But your question.
And so I don't think they would be inclined to want to do something like that because.
But your question goes, seems to go the other way. It's a 2-for-1, 2 on the part of the donors.
Correct, Mr. Chairman. It's.
So they have to show up with $6 million to get $3 million.
From the state, correct.
Okay.
And I just don't believe the trustees or the university administration would be too inclined to take money out of their block grant to do that because also included in this is they have to have all the money in hand before they can start on the projects. And so that would mean I don't think they could do a sleight of hand with us in this process. I think it would be an actual reduction to their side of the books if they were to do that.
Just an idle thought, Don, you worked at the university for a few years. How permanent are the names? So, for instance, if a white knight showed up and said, I will cover the cost of refurbishing Corbett Pool, but I want you to name it after me, does the university have that authority to do that? Because I don't know who Corbett was.
Mr. Chairman, and I believe this came up in their presentation as well, that they would be amenable to additional naming rights. on a new facility, a refurbished facility, and candidly what they're doing now is providing for naming of the facility and rooms inside of it, or the pool is one thing and the building is another, kind of like the court at the AA
right.
has one benefactor, and the facility could have another benefactor, or the concourse could have a third benefactor.
Who's the court named after?
Mr. Chairman, I believe Maury Brown.
Oh, really? Oh. I didn't know who he is either. So, any relation to Kermit? Oh, all right. Is that why the colors are golden brown?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Another example is Jonah Field at War Memorial Stadium.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah. Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm curious, because we're getting matches from people who are going to have particular goals. Let's say hypothetically the pool match, and I don't know what that number is reached prior to the stadium match. Can that project then proceed without the stadium?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Knott is currently drafted.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. They were talking over here.
Mr. Chairman, it was just if the match for the pool came in ahead of the match for the stadium, could that project proceed ahead of the stadium? And according to Don, not as currently drafted.
So does the entire thing has to be funded before they can start any construction?
Mr. Chairman, yes. And not only that, recall this was originally funded with 2020 SIPA. That wouldn't be available until 36 months from now, even for the match. So I think that the concept all along was that this was the seed money early in the process.
But now it's LISRA.
It is now LISRA, but they still have to generate the full amount of the match. I believe it's $25 million that is matched. So they would have to raise $50 million before they could spend any of that.
You may want to, on the House side, amend that so it could be in 5 million or 10 million segments. So if somebody does come in and want to do the pool, why should that be held up waiting for another 30 or 40 million for the stadium? And I would argue in favor of that.
Complicated on how much goes to the pool, how much goes to the stadium.
Well, we can leave that to them, but it's the same way when we did the endowments. Those were done in segments. So I think it was every $5 million that was raised. That would release $5 million of the state money.
Sure.
And you may want to do that.
I'll consider that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And we're just about out of time. So any other questions? Seeing none. Don, please call the roll.
Mr. Chairman, the roll call is on 18 LSO 0424. The draft before you is formal draft 1.2. It will include those proofing changes. Representative Burkhart.
Aye.
Representative Larson.
Aye.
Representative Schwartz.
Aye.
Representative Summers.
Aye.
Representative Walters.
Aye.
Representative Wilson.
Aye.
Senator Dockstetter.
Aye.
Senator Driscoll.
Aye.
Senator Hastert.
Aye.
Senator Landon.
Aye.
Co-Chairman Nicholas.
Aye.
Chairman Burns.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, would you like to start this in the House, the Senate, or both?
The Senate, please.
No, it starts in the House. We had that discussion.
What, CapCon?
Yeah. Last night, you said.
Last night, you said Senate.
Well, last night I said, let us do our magic first.
All right. What do you mean both?
Mr. Chairman, since the invention of this multi-budget bill process after the memo was released by LSO, oftentimes, in fact, always, I believe, the local government bill, the state CapCon bill, the school CapCon bill has started in both houses, just in case one fails introduction.
You want mirror bills?
Sure.
I'll do mirror bills. We'll make the conference committee that much more exciting.
There's more time to tackle.
Yeah. All right. With that, I will... We'll adjourn the joint conference, the joint committee, and the House committee has the room this morning. The Senate committee will meet in a half hour down at L-54, where we've got a bunch of bills to go over.
daunting.